the arts was always a part of our lives. We took piano lessons. We sang. We had a quartet. And we put on these plays.
And I can remember getting with friends, writing love letter poems so that we could sell them to guys to give to girls.
Right. You are and too sweet to be forgotten.
And actually, I think you got one of those, too.
I'm sure I did. I know I did. And then we were on the choir at school, so you sang
Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah. And then there were the spirituals.
The Negro spirituals.
The Negro spirituals, yeah. Absolutely.
As Donnell Lee used to say, the K-N-E-E-G-R-O-W spirituals.
Spirituals. You know, music was everything.
Throughout all that we're talking about now, it was a segregated system.
Absolutely. You'd go to Sears, and there was colored water and white water. Fountains.
And I remember waiting around just to see if the water was really colored.
One summer, you had your tonsils removed and your adenoids.
Actually, that was during Christmas holiday.
Well, you had them on display on the mantle. I remember that.
That Christmas, my Uncle Jewett, who was a physician, was visiting, and he and Dr. McMath, who was our black doctor in Hartsville,
right,
took out my tonsils on my kitchen table.
Amazing.
They weren't allowed hospital privileges. Black physicians didn't have hospital privileges back then.
And then we saw each other in college. I'd visit you, you'd visit me. Just the camaraderie and the things we've done. And
I don't think we could be closer if we were actually siblings.
I agree, but it's the music.
We started with music, and I think we'll end with music.
Oh, I know we will.
And Columbia actually has a lot of very, very good artists.
Absolutely, yeah. They do. And I've long supported the art museum, but I've always wanted to see more African-American art here. And now it's beginning to happen. Part of the national medal was diversity. When you talk about diversity, it's one thing to hold events. If you and I, through our sororities and fraternities, have events here, that's bringing people into the museum. But it's another thing if I wake up one day and I say, hey, I want my family to come with me to the museum without benefit of having to come through an organization. I just said, hey, I want to
just hang out
at the museum. And that's what makes me happy about the progress the Columbia Museum of Art has made.